Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, August 7th. We're back with you. Another great day in Southern California. It's going to be another hot one, and we're going to have a hot show today. Let's first introduce who we have here in the studio. And as it turned out for the best because we have two beautiful women in here. And so I'm joined this morning by Fernanda and Megan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Of course.
And no, they're not together. They didn't come in together, but they're here on the same show because I fucked up, but it turned out for the best.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
We're like BFFs already.
You know, thing is this, and the guest is not here.
Right. That's true. Yes, aside from that.
That's what I'm saying. So it turned out to be actually a pretty good you know, it just happened that it happened for the best, and I'm happy about that. You know, it's like I'm starting to be a little more spiritual lately because I almost killed myself over the weekend with a barbecue
Sam.
Grill. You know, it's
what
a long
happened?
Story. I already told it all week, but essentially the gas leaked into the lid. I opened the lid after I lit the fire. So I lit the fire. There was gas in there,
but I
didn't know, right? I opened the lid and boom.
No.
Fire right in my face.
That's
and
terrible.
Nothing happened.
That is
you didn't get burned at all.
I didn't get burned at all. A couple of hairs singed on my hand and that was it.
You know,
and that was a spiritual awakening.
Right? I mean, that was that. I don't care if I die, but that would be a terrible death.
That's not a way to go.
Or what if you stay alive and you're burned and you're fucking blind and shit like this? You know, it's like not for me.
You know, Sam, you bring up a good point. Back in my heyday, I used to twirl baton, but I used to light those things on fire.
Oh, God.
Really?
And my mom would be so nervous because I used to do this trick where I'd put it on my nose and I'd spin around, but I would have like the hairspray in my hair and all the things.
Yeah.
She'd be like, Megan, do not do that trick where you put it on the nose because it freaks me out. But my hair on my arm would singe, so I completely understand
where
you're coming
from.
I never did. No,
oh, wow.
Thank God.
Wow.
I'm still intact, you guys.
Yeah.
But maybe that was my own spiritual awakening.
Yeah, there you go. You shouldn't have done it.
Don't play with fire, guys.
Don't play
I
with
know,
fire.
I know, I'm
the
telling you,
lesson.
You know. And this was because my maid left the freaking thing. But I was irresponsible as far as how I approached the grill. Usually, you open the lid first. You turn on the gas. And then you light the fire.
Uh-huh.
And here I did it all backwards because I was irritated with my maid having left it like this because when she did it the time before, it all leaked out and there was no gas. That's why I approached it like this. I didn't think there was gas there. So I just kind of lit it and opened the thing and
boom
in my face. And I thought, God, this was close.
I'm so glad you're not hurt.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, between that and double scheduling co-hosts today and forgetting my therapy appointment yesterday, She texted me at 1:15. She's like, where are you? I said, oh, fuck. I forgot.
Did you make it at all?
No. I mean, it's 1:15 and no, I mean, the appointment would have been till 2.
Yeah.
By the time I got there, it'd been 20 minutes left or something.
Oh, my gosh.
So my memory is going, and this is what happens, folks, when you smoke weed for many years. So keep your kids off of this shit. And, you know, but essentially things, I think, so I started believing again that things happened.
For a reason.
We literally,
100%. We just said that.
We just said that in the bathroom, believe it or not.
Being optimistic and everything, right?
Yeah. There's no accidents. There's only,
You know what's funny is I think I remember somebody at least one time told me that they met at an audition and became best friends, you know?
Oh, I've
Because that's how you run into people,
right?
So you go on auditions and and things like that.
It's so true.
We're in the same lifestyle. So really? Like the best, no, I mean, like, you meet actors.
Right,
you know,
right.
This is the people that you want to have around you because they understand the craziness.
Exactly.
That to live this
it's
lifestyle.
So true because not everybody understands.
No, they're like, what do you mean you can't make it to 5 p.m., you know, on a Tuesday?
Right.
And you're like, we're on set. They never tell us when it's going to end.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know?
Or when people ask you the question, they're like, what do you do for a living? And you're like,
I hate that question.
I hate that question too. It's like, well, I'm a host. And they're like, at a restaurant? I'm like, no. you know, I went to school for, you know, it's like a whole thing. So
and
I'm glad you can relate to
what
it.
What can I, have I seen you in anything? And it's like, I don't know what you watch.
I know.
Maybe. I mean,
there's so
I hate
much
that
content.
Question.
Right.
Yeah. Well, let's find out a little about you, ladies. Fernanda, first, I wanted to ask you, you told me you were from Brazil, right?
Yes, correct.
And how long have you been here?
18 years.
18 years.
Yes.
Wow. So you came pretty young.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I was 20.
With the family?
I was 20 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I was born and raised in Brazil.
Right.
And came here at 20, went to film school.
Right.
I thought I was going to go to film school and come back.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, I like this Cali life.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to stay here. It's
really?
Safer.
Yeah.
Although, you know, I go back to Brazil and I can appreciate now as an adult, the lifestyle there is amazing too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you would, but you wouldn't go back at this point. You like America.
Right now, I think working there would be hard.
Right.
There's a lot of differences.
Really?
Yeah, they don't talk straightforward. Like, business is like this whole magician thing. Like, you have to really understand the culture.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. I've had to deal with a couple of Brazilian people and TV shows that I did that were, like, filming in Brazil.
Right.
And I was always so confused about how they just go around and around. They never go straight to the point. And I was like, Americans are so straightforward. And so, you know, I would have to adjust to a new culture, even though it's my culture.
Right.
But I've never worked there as an adult. So,
yeah.
Yeah, but it's been a very interesting journey.
Yeah. And you like it here.
I love
obviously,
it here.
Yeah.
I really love LA. I hate when people
talk
shit about LA. I'm always like, what do you mean? We have the beach. You can go skiing in 2 hours.
People
eat any food from anywhere in the world.
Yeah. You know, people that are not happy here, don't like the town, you know, because they haven't figured out how to live here. I mean, this place will eat you up alive if you don't learn how to survive here.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Right?
Well, I also think it takes time. I feel like in any other city, maybe it takes a year for you to adapt. Here, it will take you 4 or 5 years, I feel.
Right.
To get like a good, solid group of friends and all that stuff. But once you do, I mean, people are always like, oh, there's only fake people in LA and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I've met some incredible people here.
Yeah.
But it's true. It's all your take on it. It's all your energy. I feel
like
if you have a good energy and a good attitude about this, you're going to attract your tribe. You're going to attract people with a similar energy.
That's
and that
true.
Determines
your
experience in LA.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and people have to understand that. I mean, I want to move away from here, but not because I hate it. I just lived here very long.
Right.
You know, I've lived here a long time. So
it is busy.
You want something different, you know?
It's
but I'm
busy.
Staying here for a while. I mean, life keeps putting me right back here every time I want to get
like,
out.
No,
you know? Yeah, exactly.
Everything happens for me.
It does, you know? I mean, I was already practically living on a lake in Oregon, practically almost there. It's like I was 2 weeks away from it.
But don't you think you would be so bored?
No.
Really?
No.
Do you go fishing every once
in
a while?
No, I don't, but I would if I moved.
See, you think that.
I don't know.
I want to talk to you after a year you're there.
I love nature. Well, I wasn't going to go there forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to commit to any place once.
That's actually true. To be honest with you, that life does sound kind of nice.
It does sound.
I just pictured myself on a lake. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, no. When I show you a video,
I'm coming
of that,
to visit Sam.
I'm telling you, the guy that was gonna rent me the house told me, he says, you'll see all your friends in the summer here. They'll all come to visit you.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's look, every place, even the best place in the world.
Yes.
You want something different, you know? You've
been
eating steak for 40 years.
Yeah.
You want a hamburger now.
What's your sign?
I'm a Taurus.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I love this question.
Whatever that means.
I'm a Gemini. What are you?
Oh, okay. My boyfriend's a Gemini. I I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, okay.
What does that mean?
It just means we're like the worst sign ever. No, no, we're very passionate.
Yeah.
We're go-getters. Yeah. But we can also be a little crazy at times. Yeah. But it's fine. You just embrace it.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you got to embrace who you are, you know. That's the amazing thing. Now, so Megan, then what about you? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in New England. So I'm born and raised in a small town in New Hampshire, but it's really not far from Boston. I was telling Fernanda, I was like, I just say I'm from Boston because it sounds cooler. Like,
right.
But shout out to Pelham, New Hampshire. Okay.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, born and raised in a small town, New England.
Our guest is here.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Him.
Looked like him, right?
Yeah, him.
It is him.
All right. Well, he's going to come back and realize he needs to come in here. Hold on a second.
Okay.
This
should
is
I
funny,
open
right?
Door?
What should people, what they do
this
and stuff.
This is what happens,
you know?
Live, you guys. This is live.
Yeah, no, this is, yeah, we'll have fun with that. But first he needs to figure out he needs to come over here.
Yeah.
You
he's
know.
Gonna open the door. Sorry, and be like, Joe. You know.
Do you want to get him?
I can go get him.
Yeah, just open the door here and tell him. Because maybe he didn't want to, like, interrupt or something, you know. So, yeah, our guest actually arrived a little late, but he's here.
Hello.
Have a seat. Hi, how are you? Put your headphones on. Okay.
Hi.
So, hold on. We'll just get to you in just a moment. We started a little conversation here. So, and how long have you been here?
Oh, I've been here. Okay, it's been a journey. I've been back and forth a few times, but this time around, 7 years.
7 years?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, and you like it.
I love it.
What made you move here?
Are you guys ready for a story?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. Well, obviously the dream.
Yeah.
Pursuing, you know, wanting, when you're born, you're like, okay, I need to be on camera. And like, you just have that personality, right? But what really made me fall in love with Los Angeles, okay, this is kind of a long story, but when I was 8, my parents got me a cat for my birthday.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, they filmed it. Picture the old school 90s VHS video camera.
I had one of those.
Exactly. I was so excited. So I got a cat for my birthday. It popped out of the box. I was not expecting it. The video was so funny because I started hyperventilating. I was just on the floor. I was just so excited over this cat that we sent the video into America's Funniest Videos.
Oh, stop.
This was when,
that's amazing.
This is when Bob Saget was doing the show. This was like way back in the day. So then obviously we never heard anything. Totally fine. Forgot about it. Cue like some odd years later, I'm a sophomore in high school. We get a call from America's Funniest Videos saying, we came across your video and you're a finalist on the show.
Whoa.
We're going to fly your family to LA. And I'm like, okay. My mom actually thought it was a radio prank, to be honest, but it wasn't. So we flew to LA. Uh-huh. This was back in 2014 and we won America's Funniest Videos.
That's hilarious.
But aside from that, I fell in love with the industry, with LA.
Yeah.
I really just was like, I had this spiritual moment where I said, I'm going to live out here.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where it all started.
Wow. Wow.
I told you it was a story.
That's very inspiring. Yeah. No, I mean, that's the thing. You got to follow where life is taking you. You know, you don't want to like swim upstream, you know, you want to kind of go with the flow. I mean, life gives it to you, you know, you gotta go with that. Well, nice to have you both in LA. I mean, it's awesome,
you
know, and, and you guys have the right attitude, I think, to live here because I've seen many people come here after a year, after 5 years, after 10 years, they finally give up and they go back, don't give up, you know. You got to get a one-way ticket here and just stay here because, you know what, there's four billion people in this town and they're all trying to go after the same jobs.
Right.
You know, so get a little realistic and think how you can stand out there, how you can be maybe not the best, but you got to stand out. People have to know you exist, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, like Sergio would tell you that, right? How you doing, Sergio? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Hello.
Let us introduce Sergio Michel, right?
Yes, sir.
And thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and good morning, and thanks for having me here, and
of course.
Pardon the latency.
Well,
it's LA.
What happened?
Well, got up at 6, and I'm like, I'm going to be there early. Car wouldn't start, so wound up calling a car service, it's okay. And then there was traffic and blah, 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 but I'm here, so thanks for waiting.
No, we figured you were stuck on that fuck traffic, because we knew there was like a semi-accident or something.
Yeah,
so
the 134, is
something
that?
Something crazy was going on. But
last year, there was a tractor trailer full of gasoline that flipped over and blew up. I think I was like half a mile from that and I saw it. I was like, oh,
that's kind of like Sam's experience over the weekend with his barbecue.
Always blew my face up. Yeah. Well, but yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter.
You need razor.
So, well, welcome to the show. I mean, things happen.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff like that. But so tell us a little bit about you. You're a musician, right?
Yes, sir.
What do? You play an instrument, a guitar?
Yeah.
I noticed.
Yeah, on recordings, I play everything, vocals, guitar, bass, drums, mixing, keys, and then live, I sing and play guitar.
So you learned all these instruments. Did you teach yourself? Or
yeah, I taught myself.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when I was a little kid, cool, right? I just had a knack for picking things up and make them sound well.
That's
and
amazing.
Then I just learned over time, started filling in every skill. Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. So today with computers and digital and everything, you're able to really play all the instruments and do whatever you want to do. But do you do any live performances?
Yeah, yeah. Thursday I headline the Whiskey A Go Go.
Oh, nice.
For a 10th time, so that's a hallmark. Oh,
so wow. You have like a backup band and things like that?
Yeah, yeah. I hire various musicians from other big bands and things like that. And,
oh,
yeah.
So that's how you do it, right?
Yeah.
So there's no like regular set of guys that you play with every time?
No, because for a guy like me, I have a big vision, kind of like Prince or, you know, Yngwie Malmsteen. A lot
so
of.
So you don't want to marry yourself to just a group of people, right?
No, it actually would be good, but because of the way that I think, I see a big picture of everything. So when I started in music, I wanted to be, you know, Sinatra and, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. They sang.
Right.
They could speak well. They could do interviews. They could conduct interviews. They could do comedy. So it's very hard to find people who know how to move the way I move. I move like this.
Right.
The opportunity opens. I'm there.
Right.
We need to do this. We need to go here. It's very hard to find people with that kind of vision. Everybody's just very happy with, hey, I wanna get the adulation of 30 or 40 people so I feel really good about myself. I'm like, I don't care if anyone likes me or doesn't like me. I have goals, and I'm going to go here, 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 and here. And fly around the world 3 times if I have to for that little bit.
Good for you. Yeah, that's amazing.
So has that helped you accomplish things in your life?
Absolutely. Thinking outside the box, like you said, there's 4 billion people here. And I know that's paraphrasing, but they're all after generally the same thing.
Not billion, million.
Yeah, yeah.
In LA,
I heard billion though.
But you said billion.
I did.
But I thought you were like joking.
Sorry.
Like, there's
billion.
So many.
No, but we did.
So I fucked up again. You see, I'm telling you, stay off the fucking weed, man.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You guys don't believe me, you know? But no, really. Go on.
But everybody's going for the same thing. But there are different degrees of talent. There are different degrees of opportunity. There are different. You have to find out what you want and just go for that niche.
Mm-hmm.
You could have it. You could have a little bit of everything, but you just can't have everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I think people come to LA with. It's like boxing. Okay, when you start boxing, you do golden gloves. Then you move into local, and then you do a regional, and you move up. Come here with something.
Right.
And expand it. But
exactly.
Don't come here one day, hey, you know, I've been in college, you know, and I just want to be, you know, the biggest rapper of all time. You come here, never rapped, never been in front of a...
Right. Yeah, that's
or
true.
An actor,
that's good advice.
You'll get chewed up in LA.
Chewed
come
up
here with something.
That's what we were saying in the beginning,
right?
This
right.
is like the world champion level.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
But be a regional 100%. Champ.
Well, that's
be the big
why...
guy or big lady somewhere
exactly.
else. Come here and transplant with something. It's a you move level.
Well, when you asked me, Sam, and you said, how long have you been here? And I said, well, I've been here out here a couple times. That's because I was that kid. I came out here and I got chewed up and spit out, so
right.
I moved back home.
And they resist you, right?
Yes.
Because you get
yes.
here and you get a grip, and then it's like, no, go away. And that's how I did it too. I you know, over the people think, especially in my industry, they think, whoa, Sergio came out of nowhere. All he does is headline. I'm like, no, you didn't see me for 20 years
right.
since I was a little kid.
Uh-huh.
Coming to LA,
right.
trying stuff out. Okay, nothing happened. Go to Miami, try stuff out. Okay. And I was collecting pieces, pieces.
Yeah.
And I just erected it one day, and it looks huge. And you go online, you see the film credits, the TV credits, the music accomplishments. You're like, where did this guy come from? I'm like, because I saw the narrow path. I saw that if you go here and you win this, you know, it's like going to the casino. You cash out your thing, and you go home. And then you come back the next day and to the other place. And you go home.
Right.
You don't just keep drilling. You know, if you
so you got yourself a strategy for
absolutely.
Life. Very good.
Absolutely.
You see, you came to the right place.
Yeah.
Told you, listeners, it's going to be a great show today. I'm telling you, it's
hooray.
Like coming from every direction, right?
Yeah.
So, what kind of music do you play, sing?
The wheelhouse is rock, hard rock, alternative.
Uh huh.
Yeah, but many different influences. I grew up listening to MTV Kid. You know, I was born
really?
In 79,
oh,
so
okay.
everything that was from 1980 to 1987 was basically.
Yeah.
What I like.
The stuff, so 80s and 90s. Yeah, 80s music, mainly.
But it's modern. It's
right.
My influences come from there.
Sure.
So there's a lot more polyphony. There's more entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not the guy that, you know, well, shows up all frumpy and dressed down. No, I want to entertain you and flip my hair around and make weird noises with the guitar like Hendrix or whatever. Yeah. You know, I want you to get a concert and an experience and go home. Wow, I don't know what the hell that was, but it was great.
But it moved me.
Right.
So do you feel that you deliver that in your performance?
Every time.
Really?
Every time.
Very cool. I'd like to listen to some of your stuff. You have original stuff or do you do covers?
Yeah, all original. All original.
All original. Now, I know you sent me a million links, but none of them I can use here except for, let me just look, hold on a second.
And this is a great segue. See, here,
yeah.
Lesson, people. It's also available on Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, iTunes, Apple, Google Play, and Spotify.
Right.
And every major retailer where MP3s are sold.
All right, but is it on YouTube?
Yes. Yeah, so okay. Look for Hey Eyes. That's a good crossover.
Hey Eyes?
Yeah, Hey Eyes.
Okay.
It's a good crossover
I'm
song.
I'm excited.
Yay. Mm-hmm.
Hold on, but I need to put your name in, though. Hold on a second. Okay.
Especially since I mean, I'm obsessed with the 80s and 90s. Like, even the music
I miss
now.
It so
best
much.
Era. Oh, my
best
God.
Era.
Best era.
It's the 50s. It's the second. It's just like the renaissance 50s. Of the 50s.
It really is.
Yeah. I'm not very. Obviously, I make modern music, but as far as the attitude of today, where everything's kind of like mopey. Why don't we just jump around?
And I love that you're all about the performance aspect too. It's you're a performer.
It's
all encompassing.
Craft.
Exactly.
I think today a lot of actors, musicians, singers, they don't have a craft. What they see is the fame. They see the Kim Kardashians, the Instagram. They're like, let me just get in front of a camera and get famous.
Right.
I'm like, you're not providing me anything.
Right. What do you have to offer?
Right.
Exactly.
Like, build a skill before you get yourself in front of a camera. 100%.
And like Sam said, you don't have to be. If you don't want to be the best or the greatest, you know, at least aim.
Right.
Aim high. Don't just go for Instagram followers because it's all temporary. One day Instagram's going to go kaput.
We could have
YouTube's
going to
go kaput. And you've built your entire life on a virtual platform that's owned by somebody else. And when they pull a plug, just like MySpace had people that had a million followers.
Oh, right.
And they were like, oh, I'm the biggest person in the world. MySpace said, Tom sold. Boop. Your followers are gone. You don't exist.
Right.
Build in the real world. Go try to headline clubs. Go try
so
to be
people
in
are
movies.
Too caught up in the virtual world and in social media
exist.
And stuff. I know. Do you feel that social media is like consuming people's lives?
Oh,
I mean, it's obvious, right?
Well, I get so frustrated because I feel like I can't even, and I know, Fernando, you probably feel the same way, and maybe you. I can't even get into an audition room without having 20,000, 50,000 followers. And it's like, am I going to be defined by how many people? Maybe they're even robots.
Exactly.
But see, the way I think about those places, I'm like, if you are, your value is on those kind of things, I don't want to work for you.
Good.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
I don't value that. I value talent. I value work ethic. You know what I mean? And like, if you're looking just at that, I don't want to work for you.
Exactly. I'm in the right place.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And the same
seriously.
With me. It's like, people send me things saying, oh, I have this many followers and stuff. It's like, I don't really care, you know?
Good,
it means
Sam,
nothing to
it.
Me, you know? Because
that's why we're here.
No, I get this like top model, okay? And she's gorgeous and everything, but it doesn't qualify you to be a radio host,
right,
you know?
Right,
right.
And they need to understand that all these followers mean nothing to me, you know?
Right.
So, because if you're not what I need on the air, it doesn't matter how many followers you have. I don't measure people like that. People don't understand that.
Yeah, and as far as social media, people focus on the followers because they want the affirmation. But myself, I have very little followers, but big impressions.
Mm-hmm.
So people do click the song, people do play the song, people do watch the video. That's more important because that's equity.
It is.
So it's more important that people actually know who you are and your product than people follow you. Because followers, I mean, nobody, ask anybody who has a business.
Right.
Let's say you have 5 billion followers.
Right.
Are those 5 billion sales?
Right.
Right.
Are those 5 billion concert tickets?
Probably not.
Yeah. What does it mean in money? I know.
Right,
that's what I'm saying.
Nothing.
You know, people spend like millions of dollars trying to get a lot of followers and stuff. I'm like, why? You know,
it's
that's
worthless.
Not the currency that I'm using. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Instagram is now testing and they just started testing in Brazil. You no longer can see how many
likes
have been liked in a picture. And everybody was debating like how the value is going to go down. Like, because they're driven by the likes.
Right.
So they're going to stop posting things.
I am,
which is hilarious.
I
mean, then you realize how messed up the core of this is.
Well, I think for the younger generation too, and I mean, I'm 32 and I still feel sometimes I need to be validated by if a post I put up isn't getting at least a like an hour, and I
it messes up with your head.
Your mind. But the younger generations, I love that they're considering taking away likes, because they shouldn't go to Instagram for validation. They should go for fun. They should go
but
for
they
inspiration.
Do. They do go for validation.
They do.
The 80s and the 90s were a lot better.
Oh yeah.
We didn't have that.
We had a little bicycle.
We hung out. We talked to each other. We had fun.
Yeah, and social skills are gone.
Right.
Everything is just gone. I've tried to have conversations with 20 somethings. It's impossible.
Forget.
It's like, and you make a reference. Hey, remember that Dangerfield thing? And they're like,
what's that?
What?
Dude, 30s. Yeah, in the 30s and 40s. You're not 95. Yeah. Come on, that was like 10, 15 years ago. Please.
Yeah.
So it's hard to communicate with the static generation.
Yeah, Sergio, I want to play one of your songs, but what was the name of the song?
Hey Eyes.
Hey Eyes.
It's rock and pop and kind of has a street groove, so it's a little bit of everything.
Hey Eyes. Okay, there it is. Okay, I found it. Yeah, let's listen to this. Some raw brains out this morning. An interesting song, man.
Yeah.
Very trippy.
But you see, it's got pieces of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't follow a format. And when we play live, it's all improvised solos, improvised vocals. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh.
We kind of stick to the key and the song. Uh-huh. So it's almost carried out like a jazz band. So people, you know, get something
it's different.
Different
every time.
Oh, yeah. That's
amazing. Yeah.
It kind of sounds like that.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's heavier, sometimes it's faster.
I'm definitely feeling this 90s vibe. I'm like Nirvana. I'm all there.
Right, but it's not depressing.
Oh, not depressing.
So that's my thing. I'm like, whatever I do, keep it, you know, fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I wouldn't call it depressing. I kind of don't connect to it that much, you know?
Yeah, it's dark.
Yeah. It's like Ozzy Osbourne type of thing.
Right, and that's there was a magazine that once said about me that I know how to bring light and dark together in a positive way.
Nice.
Yeah, so my music sounds, if you just take away the words, you think, man, this is like death metal song.
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne. And it's not.
No, huh?
But with the words and the way it's delivered, it sounds a lot more.
Gotcha, okay.
And there's a lot more popular stuff.
Are you singing
stuff.
In this?
Everything, yeah.
Oh, I do. Nice.
So, yeah, give me another one of the ones you like. Let's see, Sergio Michelle.
What kind of sound do you want?
I don't know, like something good, rock song.
Let's see, Bow Down.
Bow Down?
Yeah.
Okay, let me find
it. Went viral.
Oh, okay.
And trending 12
really?
Times. 12
well, there
times.
You
look
go.
At that.
Yeah. How many likes did you get?
189,000.
This one? That's a live one.
Yeah, that's live. No, but there's a studio recording.
Oh, there is? Okay.
If you go, put...
Yeah, here, run, yeah. One underneath it, I think. This one?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool guitar playing. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
This is definitely like headbanging music and stuff, right? Isn't that what they
like
call
that.
It?
Yeah, but it's closer to center, though. It's got enough pop that people that don't listen to rock music are like, cool. And it's got enough rock that the heavy guys...
Right. Yeah. Really cool.
I like to occupy that space between obscure and commercial.
Yeah.
Because it helps me. Because like I said, I built my career for acting,
yeah,
music,
and you get
and
your
everything.
Own style, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's pretty
Renaissance
cool.
Renaissance man.
It's strange. It's like people are like, what the hell is this? I like it. It's weird. I like it. It's heavy. It's poppy. I like
it. It's your own thing.
How did you develop that voice? Or how did you practice it? Or was that your singing voice?
This one.
Yeah, that one.
Well, it sounds a lot more painful than it is. It's
It does sound painful.
It just, well, here's a funny story. Actually, my voice timbre in general changed, and my voice is a lot higher or lower than it used to be. I was, when I was about 17 years old, I was in a backyard mosh pit in my town. So I'm from Jersey, from where Skid Row is from, a lot of big bands like Twisted Sister and punk bands and stuff like that. So the normal thing was all these guys would every once in a while throw a party at a backyard or et cetera.
Just and then jump on top of each other or stuff like that.
Big mosh pit. And then one day some guy just, there's a style called the windmill. This guy started just throwing stuff randomly, punched me in the throat. And I couldn't speak for 2 weeks.
So
it changed the timbre of my voice. And it did improve my singing voice too.
It did?
Yeah.
See? Wait, there's no accident.
No accident.
We circle back.
Things happen for
a
reason.
I don't know if I would have spoken like this before or like this before, but I totally forgot. But
thank you, guy that punched
you. Random punk rock dude.
Yeah.
Punched me in the throat.
And once you like your throat was bare, you're like, wait a second.
Like, hey,
am I sexy?
Am I about to be famous?
No.
Okay.
For a while, I was like, very white dude. Yeah.
Well, man, but I'm telling you, that's you got to be in the mood for music like this. You know what I mean?
It's well, you want something folky, nice and...
Yeah.
Like, go away, Sergio.
Go away, Sergio.
Go away, Sergio.
Yeah. Okay, let's find out.
There's a story behind that.
There is a story. And there's two versions. The one that says nude, pick that one because it's just me and an acoustic guitar.
Wait, are you wearing clothes?
Whoa.
Maybe?
Means just the guitar.
I am. Facebook Live verifies it.
Go away, Sergio.
The story behind that one.
Yeah.
Go away, Sergio. I'll never leave you. But all you can say is go away, Sergio.
Okay, I don't know. This is depressing to me.
It's depressing.
So tell me, the story.
Heart. Yeah, tell me the story. Who did Fernanda and I need to go beat up.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Now I got a crew. I got a mob with me now. Okay. So this is what happened. Uh-huh. So I had a best friend, and this was way before I understood how women work, right?
Right.
Have you figured that out?
Yeah, I did figure it out. I did figure it out. Oh, a lot of headaches.
It's a lifetime of
yeah, it's a lifetime.
Head bumps and
well,
a lot
congratulations.
Of bruises. Finally. But before then, before I was so educated, I had a best friend. And just to cut it short, all the signs were pointing towards this person wanting to be in a relationship. I asked her to marry me.
Right.
And she flipped out and just stopped talking to me. And I thought it was funny. So I embellished a story about a guy asking a girl to marry him and her flipping out. And it became the album Marry Me, Cindy.
Oh,
that's one
okay.
of the movements.
So was her name Cindy?
Yeah. So the whole album's about the embellished, exaggerated, comical take of me asking my best friend to get married and flipping out.
Oh,
haven't talked to her since.
Heartbroken or?
Oh, I was mad. I was young and didn't understand how things work.
Yeah,
it wouldn't happen now. Now I'm stone cold now.
But it's so interesting. Like you think she'd reach out and just be like,
I know. Wouldn't you want somebody to write a whole album about you? Come
on. I know. That's like, you know, even
we
just
need to call Cindy.
We need to.
Cindy.
We need to.
There's an album about
you.
We
could prank her.
Yeah.
And be like, surprise, it's Sergio.
No, so wait a minute. So you guys were like best friends and then you wanted to marry her.
You never kissed or anything.
Okay. No.
And you went straight
because she was like a Disney princess type and I was like very chivalrous.
But maybe she
and it was I was wrong.
Maybe she
I was just wrong.
You like a brother or something.
Probably.
You know? Yeah.
But I was
it
wrong.
Was like, yeah.
I was
where
wrong.
Did it come from? You know, she's probably like, oh no, he's just like.
But she could have talked to him and been like,
right,
well,
right.
I appreciate it.
But then it's pretty strong rejection.
Well, the weird part was that the lyrics in Go Away Sergio were verbatim what she said.
Ah.
So she said, oh, I adore you, I love you, but I don't know, click. and then flipped
oh,
out.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's what then, happened.
Cindy doesn't sound too sane.
No.
Yeah. Maybe she's a Scorpio.
I forgive her. Everything is cool. I have nothing against her. But,
Cindy, come on.
Yeah. Oh, girl. Oh, I'm sorry.
But now
Sergio.
I'm stoned.
But
you I would never make that mistake again.
Your best male friend, okay?
I've had that happen to me. Not my best friend, but I've had friends.
A good friend.
A good friend send a note and tell me, you know, by the way, I'm in love with you, whatever.
By the way.
Right.
And what did... I said, I'm very flattered, you know, but the feeling is not mutual. But right. And I hope that you find somebody. And, yeah. I mean, you can have a conversation about
what's
it.
What's his name?
Yeah.
No.
Go away, blank.
How would you respond? Would you respond similarly then?
If you had
a male friend and suddenly he's like, yeah, I want to marry you. Or I'm really
No. I wouldn't pull a Cindy. I would
That's a thing now. Yes.
I'm poor Cindy. But I'm a very kind and I guess I'm nurturing person, so I would care very much for their heart, and I think I would just do a similar thing that you did. Like, I'm so flattered. Thank you so much for like feeling that way for me. It's just, it's not mutual. But I think for women, because we are very friendly and sometimes motherly and like
things
nurturing,
get misunderstood
and men think
a lot of times.
They build all these dreams in their minds and stuff, you know.
Well, apparently it's biology.
Yeah,
you guys know that.
It is.
It's like men are meant to be rejected by women. Otherwise, we wouldn't procreate. But anyways, that's a different
that's
story.
One of these things.
That sounds wrong.
I read it in a book. It's kind of true. Yeah. Well, that doesn't happen again to you.
Yeah. No. Well, I was just inexperienced and kind of a Disney mindset. And I grew up really. Last few years I've grown up a lot.
Yeah.
I used to be very like immature and very
really
unknowing of things. But now I'm a like real actual adult.
Oh, wow.
That'll never happen. It was funny.
Yeah.
It gave me a hit album. Oh, I got those songs went trending, viral, international. So, you know, what cost me?
I think it's because you spoke from, from the truth, from your heart, from something that actually happened. People can relate.
And people want to know who she is. I won't disclose who she is. She's a famous actress. But
he's spilling the tea.
She was a Disney princess, I heard.
We're going to do some
now everybody's going to be on Bing. They're going to be, is this her? Are we going to be playing Rose Waldo or guess who? Does she have hair?
It's okay. We don't need to know who it is. The story is good enough.
Yeah, the story's great. Yeah.
Right.
And like I said, I forgive her. She's cool.
We talk about love stories and stuff. I have the song I wanted to bring up. I actually played a clip of it yesterday because it's on my mind for freaking 24 hours a day. Now, I don't know. It may not be your style. It's totally different from your style, but I want you to see what gets me in music, okay? Because to be honest with you, look, I'm a musician, right? And I admire every music because music, what it does to me, I imagine other music does to other people. So you can't like put down other people's music. It's just a question of how the notes are hitting you.
What speaks to you?
You know? So the music you play is not something that I really connect with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I think a younger generation does. I can see where the connection is, you know, and it sounds cool. But so I found this on Spotify. It suggested a song to me, right? Mm. And I'm like, wow, this is cool. What is that new? So I go on the internet on YouTube, and it's got 400 million views. I'm like, I'm a little late.
It must be terrible.
A little late to the party. I'm a little late to the party. So it's not new, but it's amazing. I just want to play you a couple notes, and you guys tell me if you've heard the song before. Okay. Let me just, it's a video, so let me just, hold on. What? Yeah.
Sergio's cheating. He's peeking at your
this new song? Yeah. Huh? Yeah, Camila Cabello.
Oh, yes, and Shawn Mendes.
I love
how the hell do you know that?
Because they're like a thing.
Yeah,
really?
It's like, on the radio.
It's like pop culture news.
So you see, that's the point, is I don't, listen to new stuff. I love this.
It's so good.
Do you like the Latin vibes?
I do. I love Latin vibes.
It's bossa nova.
Yeah.
By the way, my new album, Tropical Depression, has bossa nova on it.
Really?
Yeah. So I
guess where bossa nova is from.
Brazil.
Of course.
Brazil.
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 No, I know. That's why I love Latin stuff. I really do.
Yeah.
I'm crazy.
There's like
about
a calmness
it.
About it. Like, you listen to it, it makes you calm.
Especially this song, you know?
However, but music critic here, they're not playing the bossa nova right. They're using the guitar of the bossa nova, but they're not using the click.
Oh.
That's missing.
Oh. Really?
It's a 3/4.
Oh, I like it when you're doing it like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
They kept the guitar.
Yeah.
They're using modern drums.
And the bass, too. The bass plays every note on there. I fucking love this song, man.
Yeah.
Can you estimate?
The whole band.
Yeah.
I love it.
Can you estimate when it came out? Do you know? Because it doesn't say.
I would say like 2 weeks ago. Or 3. Oh, really?
Oh, maybe a month ago.
Maybe a month ago.
And yeah. 4 million views.
Yeah. Are you serious? Just 4 million? I thought it was an old song.
No.
And you guys are telling me how can you not know it? Oh, but it is
on the radio.
No. I'm saying because it's like they overplay it. This is one of those that's now starting to get annoying.
Happy rotation.
Wow.
They play it everywhere.
It says premiere June 20th.
Oh, there you go.
So it's brand new.
Yeah.
How does this work in the digital age as far as a label?
Right.
But brick and mortar, like, because I'm still a CD guy.
I think
I go to Amoeba and buy a CD.
Well, people don't make music like this online anymore, you know, it's pennies. You know, if you're like on Spotify or anything, but I guess if you get millions, you can make some money from advertisement on YouTube, they're making hundreds of thousands on that million.
No, YouTube, there's so much advertisement that goes into it, so you can make money.
Yeah.
Venmo, there's another one that's just for music videos.
Vimeo.
Vimeo, right. You can make money too.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty cool. So I'm glad I discovered the song because it makes me feel good.
Good.
You know, it really does. That's what music does, you know, and that's why. So that's why I was playing this because this is different from yours, but you have Miami sort of like background too, right? I mean, tell us a little bit about that.
Oh yeah, so that's a little kind of secret. Now it's out of the bag now.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sam. But
we haven't gotten.
But I have Mambo in my playing, so yeah, it's heavy metal, but it sounds good to the pop listener because I have swing, so I know how to merengue, salsa, kind of bass, like my mom used to take me to parties and like New York parties, and these people would start at 11 and end at 6. And little kids would be like on a pile of jackets in a master bedroom, just sleeping.
Yeah. Sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Go to school the next morning, and then the next day, the same thing. So I was always around salsa and merengue and all that stuff.
Great.
So I know how to do it. And it's like I'm the only guy on Sunset Strip that could actually do it. So,
yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So you're going to be on stage when?
So Thursday night, the 8th, I headline the Whiskey Go Go.
Nice.
10th
That's
time.
Tomorrow.
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
10?
No, I headline, so it's 11.
Oh, 11.
So I'm on 11. But
and you're headlining, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Who comes before you? Anybody we know? Probably not, right?
I don't know. I think they're most. It's good if you like mixed, because I think it's some pop act, some acoustic, maybe a rock act here, and then it's us.
Really?
Yeah. Wonderful.
How many people do you have in the band tomorrow?
Like, so I'm going to have two, but usually it's just a power trio.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Drums, guitar, and bass.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. You don't feel you miss another rhythm guitar or keyboards or anything?
No, because I have kind of like a Richie Blackmore-itis.
Okay.
It's like if I hire a second guitarist.
That's a guitarist from Deep Purple who was probably before your time. So,
see, that's why I'm single.
Yeah?
Remember Richie Blackmore? Nope.
Yeah. So stop talking about that shit.
Exactly.
No, you'll find.
It's a really good-looking nerd. It's a nerd in a bodybuilder's body. I don't know how it happened, but it happened.
Yeah. But I know it because I'm old enough, but yeah.
The thing is that when I get a rhythm player in any band I've ever been in, they wind up wanting to learn how to play. I'm like, look, we're in a band and I'm hiring you to play. I'm not
exactly. You need to know how to play.
You need to learn how to play. So they're like, oh, you do all these good solos. How do you do that? I'm like, I can't tell you. It's my gift. I can't.
This is not a school.
It's not a school. And I'm one of those people that I think people could learn how to play an instrument, but to play really, really great, that's a gift. There's just people that just can do
it. Even if you play a lot, you think you still need to have the talent for it.
If you play a lot, there's a certain level you can get to and you could sound great.
Right.
But listen to a guy like Bo Diddley, who does very little. Right. But when he bends a string, you're like, oh. Or B.B. King. Okay. That's natural. That's, it doesn't matter how many notes you play. Right. Now, you're really blessed if you could do both. If you're technically sound and you're gifted, great.
Right.
But the thing is, I just, a lot of people want to force, like, and especially in Hollywood. Hollywood is really hard to find really good technicians in anything because everybody's driven by fame. So it's not like they want to help you. It's like, let me get close to this guy because maybe I'll see a rock star and then I could ditch him and go to that guy's band. And that. So that, like Richie and Yngwie and all those guys, I came to the same conclusion. I'm like, I just can't have a second guitar player. I can't. I can't. It's just, it always gets to that point where they want something from me that I can't give them.
Yeah.
It's like, you're
well, if it works, I mean, you got to find you got to find people that will be turned on by what you do, not the other way around, you know? Yeah. I mean, you're the one who's casting it.
Yeah.
You know, you need to get what goes with you.
Yeah, it's brass tacks. And like I said, that's where I see things differently than the average guy in Hollywood.
Right.
Everybody in Hollywood is thinking from a rock and roll perspective, whatever their genre is. How many girls they get, how much booze, how many drugs. None of that matters to me. I'm running this like a business, like KISS.
Right.
You know, I'm like, we show up, we provide a great thing for people. People leave happy. If there's one person or 1,000 people, I don't care.
Right.
As long as I know that I did 110% and I feel great, we're golden. Because that one person could be... You know, one person that has a radio show,
right? Yeah.
You could just play to 1,000 people and get nowhere.
Yeah.
Or you could play to 2 people, and that's the guy from an A&R from a record label. And 2 years from now,
right.
you're sitting next to Madonna.
It's so true. You know,
so that's the way I see it. I don't phone it in, but yeah.
So I say that about everything. Like, if you're not going to give 100%, just don't try it. Don't do it. Don't waste your time. Don't waste other people's time. Do 100%.
And know your levels. Know your levels. If you want to be Frank Sinatra, that's a hard thing but go for it. If you want to be a recurring character on a straight to DVD action movie, that's great too.
Right.
But just know your level and narrow your sight to that. You know,
right. Don't jump too high. You know,
Don't jump too high or too low.
Yeah, you know, you don't know if you're gonna like. You don't know what it takes. You got to really, like you said, you got to approach it as a business, you know? And that's the thing, you know, I'm selling you a product and, you know, and so forth, you know, so.
Yeah, I'm a real person, but I'm my job is to entertain you.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Love it.
That doesn't Kurt Cobain say we're all entertainers, right?
Well, the world is a stage, according to some.
We're all actors.
Yes.
Now go sit down in your seat. Well, that's kind of weird. Huh? Who's watching the play?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Weird conversation.
Exactly. But you know, I really can't, I can't believe this is like a new song. I mean, doesn't it make you feel
segue.
Good?
You know what?
Song?
So good. There's a story with that too. Now they're dating.
Yeah,
because of that song.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, wow. That's the rumor.
No, are they real
there's
dating?
There's pictures of them in Miami dating, for sure.
Wow. I'm not gonna say who. Okay.
Yes.
I'm not gonna say who, but one of my friends is a very, 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 very famous celebrity debutante, fashion, music, heiress type person.
That sounds like.
Kind of. I'm not going to say anything, but she introduced me a few months ago to her real actual boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Hi, this is blah, blah, blah. Okay. 2 days later, Radar Online, she's allegedly engaged and married with her co-bandmate, and it's not real. So be very careful. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Well,
just saying.
No, it's
true. Enjoy it. Don't drink the Kool-Aid because people
Why
pretend they're married
do
all
this
the
time. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm not saying that's them.
Right.
But
no,
you're right.
It's a great PR.
On
I mean,
inside.
It works.
Like with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Oh my God,
too,
I ship them so much. No, I want that to be so real with every part of me.
Right?
Like, I love them so much. I'm going to hyperventilate.
You could tell. You could tell. You could tell.
Tell us how much you like
I
it.
I love
really.
Them so much. Like, it's just like, you see it oozing crying. Off their screen. Like, the screen when Lady Gaga and Bradley sang at the Oscars, I was like, this needs to happen because this is true love.
She's
like,
feeling it.
I feel it so much.
Wow.
And then, you know, obviously I don't want heartbreak. I didn't want Bradley and his wife to get a divorce, but like, it happened.
Right.
And Lady Gaga broke off her engagement. So like, It may happen.
She also showed up with somebody new now.
Oh, Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
Oh, girl, you're breaking my heart.
Yeah. Oh,
but,
well.
But now he just changed my entire universe. I don't believe anything anymore.
Don't.
I know. It's hard.
Once you're in the business, stop.
It's fun to think about.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Okay, guys, we're out of time. Sergio.
Yes, right?
Sergio and Michelle just joined us. If you missed the show, you can go back and listen to the replays and the archives. Tell people how they can find you.
Okay. So the way you spell Michelle is M-I-C-H-E-L.
Okay.
Okay. S-E-R-G-I-O-M-I-C-H-E-L.com, SergioMichelle.com. Sergio Michelle Music on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. And you could find me on Reverb, Reverb Nation.
All the places.
iTunes, everywhere.
All you gotta do is Google. YouTube. You know, yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah, and you get gossip too, and news, and all kinds of stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good to me. Megan, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was so much fun.
You've been a lot of fun, I'm glad you seemed like you had a lot of good time here. So
I
told you it would be nice.
You
right?
told me it was going to be fun, and I am not disappointed.
Yeah, awesome. Even though I screwed up royally, but
it's
apparently
okay. Honestly,
not.
It was fun.
It's not
it
a screw
fun.
Up at
it's
all,
not,
right?
No. It's not.
Turned out to be the best party this morning
it
in
was.
Town.
Was.
There's
yeah.
no accidents.
No, Fernanda, thank you.
Thank you.
I know
for
you made
me.
A long drive, and I appreciate it.
It was.
Now you take. Take a drive back. Go along the beach. It's a lot more fun to get
actually,
there.
I'm going to hang out with a friend of mine in North Hollywood.
Oh, so, I see. Yeah. Okay. But eventually you'll have to go back home.
Yeah.
Right?
I listen to podcasts, radios. I'm going to listen to our show.
Okay. Yeah. Listen to the show. There you go. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. And we'll all see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.